You're listening to the podcast for all of the news, notes, and breakdowns for your Ohio State Buckeyes. This is Sons of the Shoe with Nick Wilson and Spencer German.
One more time here, Sons of the Shoe back with you guys. Nick Wilson, Spencer German, and as always, as we are a relatively new podcast, please make sure to follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app. Have I mentioned Apple? We depend and we thrive on your guys' support. So follow Sons of the Shoe wherever you get your podcasts and the 923thefan YouTube channel. If you haven't been there yet, 923thefan, punch that into the search bar on YouTube, and then make sure to find us under the podcast or the playlist banners there. And please like, interact with our videos. We love hearing from you guys. And Spencer, hi, first off.
Yeah, you know, you said one more time. It makes me think that, like, the show's ending or something. I don't know. It made me a little bit nervous here at the top of the show. But do you know something I don't know?
Full disclosure. Sometimes when I speak, things come out and I can talk them into making sense, and sometimes they just kind of float out there in the ether. I plan on going nowhere. This podcast is very healthy. We are a robust show, and we will continue on into the future. Although, can I just...
So long as I don't use the T word. That's the key, right? As long as I don't use that word, the show will continue.
That's more about you. I don't have to replace you with Anthony Lima, okay? I'm just looking out for you, because here's the thing. Lima is one of the...
Would Lima be around... I was going to say, is Lima allowed to say? I thought so. Yeah. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. I can't make any more comments on that because I don't need to get called into a meeting today. But yes, Lima uses the hard T many times. So it's funny. We're going to get into something that I think is an insane comment to have on Ohio State football. What I can tell you is today we have one episode this week because it's a bye week for Ohio State. Marshall coming up on the 21st. The week after is Michigan State, then Iowa, and then Oregon. But what I can say is I absolutely deplore, hate week three byes. I just you didn't play on week zero. You didn't play now in what's technically week three. Well, okay, you know, it's technically week three, but it is week four. So the first month of college football, my taste is a booty kicking of Akron and a booty kicking of Western Michigan. I'm going to need a little bit better from the schedule makers in Columbus there.
You know, it's funny. I was kind of thinking about that too, because I am going to be out of town this weekend. And so I was kind of anticipating, I was anticipating like, oh yeah, shoot, like Ohio State game Saturday. How am I going to record with Nick? I'm going to be on a plane. Like, what's going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. How's this going to work? And then I went and checked the schedule and I was like, obviously I did this like a couple weeks ago. And I wasn't doing that just this week. I understood that I mentioned in the post game show over the weekend that Ohio State was on a bye this week, but it kind of struck me as I was kind of thinking ahead on this trip that I have. I was like, oh, it's a bye week, so I don't have to worry about that. Thank God. And then I was like, wait a minute. They have a bye week after playing Akron in Western Michigan on week three of the season? And I was kind of perplexed by that too. I was like, even though it's helping me, like they're doing me a favor here, I still was very perplexed at the thought that they play two games against very inferior opponents. And then they're like, let's just squeeze in a bye here randomly before we play another team that is very much inferior to us in Marshall in 2 weeks.
You're telling me my kid's birthday party is coming up this Saturday. Now, here's the problem. When my wife asked me about this day, she knew Sunday's off, you know, the Browns are there. Yeah. So she asked me, are the Browns playing a Saturday game, just to be sure? And I was like, no, they're not. And I have no conflicts. And I got so lucky, because if I had to eke away, or if I had to play the Ohio State game at my kid's 14th birthday party, your boy might be a single dad very, very quickly there. And honestly, I would deserve it.
I mean, we could have pivoted. You know, we could have done the show at halftime instead and given you the rest of the show. Because it's probably going to be over at halftime if we're being honest with ourselves. But, yeah, I mean, we could have made it work somehow.
We're leaving it up to fate at that point. So I trust that you would have worked with me. But, man, anything that ended with me doing a podcast this Saturday with all the things. Listen, my wife. She's so wonderful.
Well, right? we didn't have this problem last year because the podcast didn't start until like the first week of October. So
that's true.
You avoided it. So it probably wasn't even really on your radar. Like, oh, I didn't have any issues last year. Why would I have issues this year? So I get that.
That's true. It's and by the way, I have to remind myself every week that we have the post-game podcast, which now we've been doing for almost a year. But my wife is so sweet. All right. She's so loyal. She's wonderful. I think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. All right. I think so much of my wife. The one thing that maybe she is maybe not on the level with all those other amazing qualities is when we host birthday parties for kids. You've heard of Bridezilla. Partyzilla is a real thing. Momzilla comes out. When you have to plan birthday parties, especially as my kids get older and they start to ask for more things in it, and that requires more of both of us as we juggle to get stuff on the ground. So, and like
real quick,
keeps telling me 30 people. We got 30 people. And I was like, you've told me this number 45 times. I know that we have to. She's like, no, do you understand? We have to order pizza for 30 people. And I don't know how to say, like, I just, you know what, the best way to handle this is, yes, dear. And honestly, in my vernacular, it might be the toughest thing I have to say.
I can relate. My wife, too, gets very stressed when we host birthday parties. We've only done two of them so far, and she's like that. And I don't blame her because it is a very stressful thing. You've got people come over the house. You want everything to look nice. You want the party to go well. You want people to have good food. So I understand all that. But yeah, she always says in those moments that I look at her sometimes like she's going to eat me because I just kind of look at her and try to like really listen to what she's telling me so that I don't forget. And I'm sure it probably does look like I'm a deer in headlights. So I get where she's coming from.
It's probably not great that I'm actually listening to you face is one of fear.
On those days, that is definitely what it is. Yes,
absolutely. So we should call today's podcast Dispelling Narratives about this Ohio State team because now granted, this conversation was germinated. Sorry for the pun there. Germinated by a conversation I had with our station's chief Michigan fan, Keith Britton, also known as the assassin, also known as the marble mouth of Crawford County, because we're talking about Ohio State this week in one of our pre-show meetings and for afternoon drive, 2 to 7 on 92.3 The Fan. Make sure to follow us and listen every day from 2 to 7 and all the, you know what, 6 a.m. to midnight, the whole damn lineup, but mostly from 2 to 7. But, so we're talking, and he's like, man, isn't Ohio State's dominance boring? And it's funny because I was the only person in the room. There were four of us. You were not here, by the way. I should specify. You'll be with me tomorrow on Friday. But every person was like, yeah, it kind of is. And I said, hold the effing phone. Because if they came out, and let's say they played Texas week one, and they eked by on a 3-point victory, people would be saying the opposite. People would be saying, well, yeah, Texas is a great team, but why isn't Ohio State beating them by 15 points, $30 million team, all this other stuff? And I just think it's wild that we've gotten to a point where we're so cynical with Ohio State under Ryan Day that we can't even give like the modicum of credit, which is you've played two teams that you are leagues above. And it is shown, and you've kicked the holy crap out of both teams. Why does it have to be boring? Why can't it just be, oh, well, Ohio State's doing exactly what we thought against the teams and exactly what they should do against the teams that they're miles and leagues ahead of?
Well, I do think it's also kind of rich, as you mentioned, Keith, being our resident Michigan fan, that on the weekend that his team lost, all of a sudden he's like, hey, you know, winning every game by 50, that's boring. I mean, yep. You got to lose one every now and then to have a little bit of fun. So I don't know. Like I'm with you. Like these are teams that Ohio State should beat, and we knew that going in. But every year, this is kind of how the schedule is set up. Now, maybe that starts to change a little bit with the 12-team playoff. We've talked about that before, where maybe now these top-tier teams would be more inclined to schedule tougher opponents outside of their conference in the early weeks of the season because they know, like, okay, yeah, if we lose this season opening game to Texas or Alabama or whatever, we can bounce back from it and still have a chance to make the playoffs. Unlike Notre Dame, who lost to Northern Illinois and may not have a chance to recover from that. We'll see. But regardless, like, it's like that's I understand that premise, but we still use these games as like barometers for like, okay, where is Ohio State at? And I said this on the post game show, the biggest difference to me, Nick, in these first two games versus like previous years against inferior teams is that you saw them play inferior teams the last couple of years, this stretch of the schedule. And there would be things that those inferior teams would still sort of show Ohio State had issues. Like it was like, oh, we can run the ball really well on you, even though they still lose by 40 points. And it was like, okay, they still won the game, but I saw some issues here. Or maybe it was like, oh, they struggled with dual threat quarterbacks, or where's Ohio State's pass rush? That was the big thing I brought up on Saturday, because the last couple of years, it's felt like no matter who they were playing, their pass rush just could not get home. And we have not, like these first 2 weeks, we have seen like total dominance, aside from maybe a slow start from the offense in the first week, where it seems like they really have everything rolling. The group is really together, and you're not really seeing a lot of those weaknesses. So I still think there's enough to take away from this. I don't think it's boring at all. Like, we're 2 weeks into a fresh season of Ohio State football. We know better games are coming. But if you're the average everyday Ohio State fan, you're kind of used to this. Like, you know that the early portion of the schedule is going to be some cupcakes. And then once you get to Big Ten play, all bets are off. And maybe you have a game at Iowa that's a little tougher. Or maybe you play in Oregon now that's in the Big Ten that could be a little tougher like Ohio State does. And that's where it really becomes, you know, a tougher task. But I don't think it's boring whatsoever. Like, I think people are very excited about this team, as they should be.
I'm totally okay if you want to say – like Danny Cannell was on Afternoon Drive with me on 92 Through the Fan yesterday at 6 o'clock. If you want to use the rewind function on the Odyssey app, and Danny
yesterday
was like,
"Yesterday is Wednesday, by the way."
Yes, Wednesday. That's a good point. Later, yeah. Since this is out there,
you have 72 hours to use the rewind function in the Odyssey app and go back.
Wednesday, September 11th. Oh man, it didn't feel great to promote that there. Now, but Danny was on yesterday, and he was like, I just don't know how much I can grade, whether it's Will Howard or anybody else on this. That's fair. If you want to say, like, I don't know how much I can really take away from these games, okay. I mean, I think the offensive line has been disappointing through two games. I think Will Howard has shown, like, the little things that I need to see, which are the little things that Kyle McCord didn't show last year. But, like, I understand that, like, until you get to maybe even Iowa and maybe potentially – Oregon, you can't answer the biggest questions about this team, but yeah. The boring thing is the one that, you know, like for me, I'll be honest with you. I look at Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, even Michigan State, although that's an in-conference game. I look at the non-conference games, out-of-conference games, and I say, oh, this is kind of like the worry-free zone of the Ohio State season. So I expect to blow them out. I'm not bored when they do. So I don't go into these games. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for progress. I'm looking for bright spots. I'm looking for any kind of sign, as we talked about with the O-line. I think what's boring is when you get into the Big Ten, and there are about four or five schools right now that are spending half of what Ohio State spends on a yearly basis on football. So in no way are Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, there's one other, Maryland, in no way, even Rutgers to some degree, in no way are those four or five schools prioritizing football in any way. And it's not as if they're prioritizing anything else. They're basically the Pittsburgh Pirates owners. They're just cashing that check and content with being a four-win team and a two-win team of the Big Ten. That's what, like, when you have to play non-competitive Big Ten teams, I'd rather see them kicked out of the division or the conference and other, like, better football schools, teams that are apt to spend on their programs come in, like North Carolina, like Miami, like Florida State, like Clemson. Like, that to me, like, the Big Ten still having too much fat at the bottom as compared to the fat at the bottom of the SEC, that's what bugs me more than anything. And that's the thing. That's where I get bored, is when you're about to put 50 on Michigan State.
Well, and another reason I don't find it boring too, Nick, is because, like, think about the context of this Ohio State team and everything that transpired this off season. I mean, we were talking about just how they used the transfer portal, the guys that they brought in, Quinshon Judkins, Caleb Downs, et cetera, Will Howard. Like, these first two games, and even the Marshall game, this is our first chance to see these guys in action. I mean, we're going to talk, I know, at some point during this episode about Jeremiah Smith and his amazing start to his you know, Ohio State and college career. Like, that's another guy. This is our first chance to see him in action. Like, that alone, those names alone get you through the door at Ohio in terms of watching Ohio State, where you're like, yeah, I understand it's Akron and Western Michigan and Marshall, but to see Will Howard for the first time and how he's going to command this offense, to see how they use Quinshon Judkins versus Trevion Henderson, to see Jeremiah Smith have arguably the greatest start to an Ohio State career as a freshman ever. Like, those are the things that I think make this an exciting team to still watch, whether they're blowing people out or not, because you have these new names. And yes, now after we get through this Marshall game next weekend, that's where it becomes, okay, now you get into Big Ten play. You mentioned Michigan State. I think Michigan State's actually going to be a little bit of a tougher team than we initially thought. I think they played a really good game against Maryland, and they certainly have some fight in them. So I'm curious, as we kind of break down that game and kind of see some things, what it's all going to look like. But yeah, I mean, like, it's different once you get into conference play, for sure. But I just think there's enough meat on the bones here with this team in terms of things that interest us, that they're very much worth watching. Yes, and it's not boring.
All right, guys, want to hear from you. Are you bored by how dominant Ohio State has been? That is a take that originated with a Michigan fan on my show, but other Ohio State fans in the room did agree, and I was appalled by it. But we do have to talk about Jeremiah Smith's big debut as a freshman. We also have to talk about Will Howard's first start. That's next. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.